The other great Islamic commentator on Aristotle was Averroes, who lived in 12th century Moorish Spain and became personal physician come philosopher to the caliphs of Cordoba. Averroes was convinced that philosophy, and in particular the philosophy of Aristotle, was the real way to the truth, that revelations of belief were merely a lower form of arriving at God. Reason was far superior to faith. It would be more than 500 years before such heretical thoughts began to surface in Christian Europe. One day, the caliph disturbed Averroes by asking him how the heavens had come into existence. The philosopher was forced to confess that he had no answer to this question, not always a healthy intellectual position to adopt with a caliph who employs you to answer his questions. Fortunately, the caliph respected Averroes's honesty and sent him away to find the answer in Aristotle. For the next 30 years, Averroes wrote an endless stream of commentaries and interpretations on Aristotle's work. Wisely, he never came up with an answer to the caliph's original question. The caliph himself had already pronounced on this matter. But Averroes did advance several of his own answers to Aristotle, even providing arguments from Aristotle to support his point of view, which often contradicted Aristotle's. This was just the kind of approach that appealed to medieval Christian scholars, who quickly perceived its uses in the persecution of heretics. Translations of Averroes's commentaries on Aristotle began circulating in Paris, the great centre of learning at the time. But the Averroists, as they became known, soon found themselves in trouble. Aristotle may have been accepted by the Church, but these new teachings of his looked suspiciously unorthodox. In the conflict between reason and faith, there could be no doubting the supremacy of faith. The Averroists found themselves facing the prospect of a heresy charge, and the only way they could defend themselves was to use arguments from the same source as their heresy, namely the writings of Averroes. Fortunately, the situation was remedied by Thomas Aquinas, the greatest of the medieval scholars, who managed to patch up a compromise. Reason must indeed be free to operate according to its own inexorable laws, suggested Aquinas, but only from within the confines of faith. Reason without faith was nothing. Aquinas was deeply attracted to Aristotle and quickly recognized his supreme worth. He devoted much of his life to reconciling Aristotle's philosophy with that of the Church. In the end, he succeeded in establishing Aristotelianism as the philosophical basis for Christian theology. This was to be the making and eventual breaking of Aristotelianism